Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, I'm going to give you a quick look at some of the enhancements to Snippets and IntelliSense that are available in Visual Studio 2010. So to do that, I'm just going to open up an empty application, and let's start by adding some ASP.NET controls to our default.aspx page here. Now, in order to do that, just for formatting's sake, I'm going to add a paragraph. Now, I'm going to type the left angle bracket, and what you'll note here is a collection of IntelliSense. We're used to seeing IntelliSense in Visual Studio, but I want you to see the enhanced IntelliSense support for ASP.NET controls. So for example, if I'm interested in working with the login controls, if I type LO, notice that we've automatically jumped to login. If I select login view, if I hit the tab key once, I'll select the control that's currently highlighted in the list, and if I hit it again, notice what happens here. I get a fully flushed out XML syntax for the login control with the two commonly used templates that are necessary for implementing an instance of the login control. So once we get used to this IntelliSense and the snippet support, our keyboarding will be much faster when coding our client-side markup. Another thing we can do is we can use IntelliSense and snippets for HTML. So for example, if I want to include an instance of a button control, not an ASP.NET button control, but a standard HTML implementation, I can hit the left angle bracket, choose input. Now if I hit tab twice, notice what happens. The HTML input control is flushed out with all of the attributes that need to be configured to use an instance of the input control. So I can say type equals button. Now if I hit tab, I'll automatically hop to the next item that probably needs to be customized for my use of the input control. Name, so we'll call this Joe's button. Now if I hit tab again, I'll automatically go to the value section where I can type in the value for my button. We'll call it click me. So not only great support for the ASP.NET controls, but for HTML as well. And then lastly, the more that we develop web applications in this day and age, the more we're doing Ajax-style programming and implementing client-side logic in JavaScript. So if I want to enter a JavaScript block, let's start with left angle bracket SC, which gets me the script, and then if I hit tab twice, I automatically have a script block. And here, I can start to code in JavaScript and look at the support that I have for JavaScript. If I type FU, I get to function. Now if I hit tab twice, I automatically get the shell for the function. I can change the name. Now down here in the code section, I have full IntelliSense support for all of the JavaScript syntax. So for example, if I want to get the value of an element in my DOM, I can say document get element by ID. And I can choose which I want, inner HTML. In our case, it'll be value. And voila. So a much improved IntelliSense experience now, not just for C# and VB as we had in previous versions of Visual Studio, but for all of our client-side work, including coding, ASP.NET controls, HTML controls, and JavaScript. And this is conducive with one of the themes of Visual Studio 2010, and that is that different developers work in different ways, and we should facilitate whichever kind of style of development that you want to do in Visual Studio 2010.